Good evening to the Diamonds Forever 31 30-Minute World News Update. This is Elizabeth Diamond and Carlos here on board to give you your news tonight of what's going on in the world changes. Well, just to read between the lines. This is January 9th, 2014. Did I say that? And the way to get this recording and every Diamonds recording call is dial 209-255-1099 and put in the PIN 883267#. And then it'll ask for a reference number. Tonight's reference number is 103 already shows. 103 pound. Saturday's call was 102 pound, where Lei Ping Li. And she came on, talked about mortgages, how to go into the court system and become sovereign, and her journey in that. And she's still living in her home today. She has a mortgage foreclosure. And we talked a lot about that and financial stuff. It was a really good call. That's reference 102 pound. All right, and you can find the recording call links on the Diamonds with an S Forever 31.blogspot. Diamonds with an S Forever 31.blogspot.com. There's lots of recorded call links there and the instructions on how to dial the number, too, at the top for the recorded line. All right. This Saturday's extended call is, let's see, the UFO twins. Hopefully they're back again. They've had many experiences with UFOs, so they'll be back on Saturday's call, 1 p.m. Central, same number you dialed in. All righty, let's get started on the news. Well, this week we had that deep freeze, didn't we? Some headlines read, American on ice. All 50 states dip below, freezing as polar vortex bears down. Well, what actually happened is there's a big circle of cold Arctic air, and that big circle tipped, you know, that's usually up there at the North Pole or South Pole, whatever that is, that keeps it, you know, Alaska frozen, the frozen chosen state. It dipped all the way down to give those states all that cold air. And what really happened, I believe, is, you know, our galaxy and our Earth and our other planets in our galaxy, we're all traveling in the galactic air into a different, a less denser energy place. We're leaving the dense energy and going into the less dense energy. And that's with our changing, too. So I believe that was a literal sign of the Earth adjusting to where, you know, the part we were traveling in, as well as there's volcanoes starting to go off now and other weather scenarios. But have no fear. But that's a good sign that the world really is changing, right? And we are changing our DNA. So Minnesota was cold, brr, for a couple days. I stayed home that day. My car wouldn't start. And just snuggled. All right, here to go with that, too, is the solar flares. There was a huge solar flare, other word called coronal mass ejection from the sun. I believe that was 2 days ago, the 7th. It was huge. Now, what I've learned about the coronal mass ejections from the sun, we've been having those for the last year or two, and they've been ramping up. And this one was a really big one. From what I've learned, these sun coronal mass ejections, they're, we'll just put it like, pollinating our changes, our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual changes. So they're helping the Earth and us change. Also, the sun, if you remember from the news, and it was in NASA and all that, the sun did a 180-degree turn, like a morphing the sun's doing. And the sun's actually a star and it's turning. But anyway, it did that majorly a couple weeks ago, and that, you know, that's a history maker too. So anything in the weather realm that you think of, Carlos, you want to add to that?
Well, the UK got pounded. last week maybe, they had 30-foot waves, and they had a lot of hail, and the wind was, I don't know, 70-mile-per-hour winds or more. I did see that Spain had these huge waves come right into the city, right off the port or something, and they have a picture of it. I don't know if it's true or not, but yeah.
Wow. All right, and this one I posted on the Blogspot, so you'd have to go listen to it. It's 12 minutes long, and a guy named Stephen Cook wrote or videotaped. It's called An Open Letter to Leaders Around the World. An open letter to the leaders of every government around the world. Please just tell us the truth in 2014. By Stephen Cook, a truth seeker, presenter and producer of Lift Your Spirit on InLight Radio, and news editor of Golden Age of Gaia.com, January 2014. That's pretty good. But you can find that on, that's pretty good, right? Just tell us the truth in 2014. Well, let's go right into that, the next story. Well, in the remember the, what was it, Carlos, the Canada mayor? Was it the mayor? That little spoof going on?
The guy who did heroin or something?
Yeah, the mayor that did cocaine and all
cocaine,
that, and
yeah,
denied it
right
at first. And that was a little Three Stooges act there in Canada. And I don't even know to this day if he ever resigned. But we've talked about it on the news. Well, it's come USA ways, I think. The story that broke with Chris Christie. I'm not saying he's guilty or not yet or not or whatever, but we'll see how it pans out. That's been in the news. He's a mayor or the governor. I don't even know what state. But,
New Jersey.
New Jersey, right?
Right.
And what's the bridge that crosses over to, is it New York?
I have no idea.
Well, anyway, apparently Chris Christie's real close aide and all that, through an investigation, saying allegations that they stopped traffic from this really, from this bridge from that town to the other town because some political campaign thing. And, you know, Chris Christie's responsible for it all, and that's all over the news. So we'll see what happens there. I thought of the mayor of Canada when that happened. He said he didn't know nothing about it or anything. But why would a piddly aide just do it, you know, without... So anyway, she's gotten fired, and the other guy is claiming doesn't want to speak anything in the court thing. He's taken the, I can't even think of the word, fifth, pleading the fifth or whatever. So we'll see how that pans out, huh? All right, so... let me just go through this, and we'll review 2014, according to Frank DiNicola. Oh, there was a J.P. Morgan thing last week. J.P. Morgan settles the Madoff case for $2.6 billion, or 2 weeks of revenue. Oh, we'll look at that. Anyway, that's... just want to make sure. Oh, yeah, the Benjamin Fulford report was out. You read that. I didn't even get to read all of that. Is there anything very interesting in that? Can you kind of summarize that, Carlos?
You know, I don't remember that much. I don't think I can help you with that.
Okay. Okay, and here's one more.
I do remember this, that the dark cabal has still got a little power left, and they're going to try to do some stuff. You know, so it's like their supposedly last guess. I don't know how much farther they can go, but that was pretty relevant in his article. But they're trying to do everything they can to keep from losing all their power, so...
Okay, and then...
In the next two months,
is that what he said?
Yeah, I just expect things to happen these next 2 months.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I'm going to save. I'll add to that in a minute. Here, this was posted by Anilia Benz today. Fascinating. The Independent, Daily Mail, USA Today, Washington Times, The Telegraph, ABC News, News 10, and more mainstream media have been reporting UFO sightings and incidents in the past few days. Are the masses getting prepared for contact? That's funny then, you know, synchronicity. We're having the UFO twins on the Saturday call. So that's a lot of mainstream media, you know, bringing out UFO stuff. So that's interesting, huh?
Yeah. And
now,
Fox News, sorry.
Go ahead.
Fox News had another article about vaccinations and how dangerous they are. So this stuff is coming out slowly but surely.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, how did they say they were dangerous?
I didn't read the article. I just saw the headline. But it's the second article. Well, actually, the first, it wasn't an article. It was on the news. And they were talking about, you remember the boy took a flu shot and he got sick, and 4 days later he was gone. And the mother was, like, connecting the flu shot to that death. And they interviewed her on Fox News.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting. So they're coming out with the truth on vaccines, little by little. Awesome.
Little by little, yeah.
Okay, and it's 7:15, and we're going to finish up with some good news. Wow, 7:15. That's okay. You guys, if you saw the post on the Diamonds blog regarding Frank DiNicolo, I'll just read it. Happy New Year's, Elizabeth. This Wednesday evening, Antonio Higgins of Master Life will be hosting a Q&A with Franco on the topic of what is happening in 2014. So I listened to that call last night, and I'm going to get the recording of that call, and I'll post it on the same post on the Diamonds blog, so you guys can listen to it if you want. It was really good, 2 hours worth. Tuesday, January 7th is this post, and it starts out, what is happening in 2014? Q&A with Franco DiNicolo. I'm going to try to review what he said, some highlights, but let me read what they wrote a little bit. A quick insight from Franco. We have been having some very strong energies flowing through lately. Much is being exposed in consciousness. This is a view from behind the scenes. There is still a lot of work to be done. However, things are being stepped up to make it happen. 2013 was a ride in the park in comparison from all I have seen coming up for 2014. The focus now is on the bigger picture and less on the individualized experiencer. Even though the individualized experiencer is part of the whole, the more powerful impact is done on addressing the many parts of the whole. By doing so, more movement will take place. It is time to buckle our seatbelts. Haven't we heard that before? Huh? I say it a lot. So it's funny he said it. It is time to buckle our seatbelts and master ourselves through the ride. What we as a collective have allowed to stay intact, it will be subject to the wave of transformation from all levels going into 2014. Humanity will achieve another level of readiness by the spring from the present vantage point. Now, you know, we are the creators of this world, and we create how the world is going, so it can change at any time. That's why he says at the vantage point of this present time. But he did say these January, February, March, Carlos, that these 3 months are the last three integration months, you know, of our DNA and the energies and all that, of being into 4D, fourth density. And he says it's like we're at like this point. Imagine a deer standing out on a road watching the headlights come down the road, and he's frozen. That deer with his eyes wide, and he's frozen. And that's where we're at right now. It's like, huh? Is this really happening, this world, like that? So there's lots of energies going on right now. There's a lot of people purging out. So You know, he says, go with the flow. Don't resist anything. Strong emotions may come up. If you feel like crying, cry. You know, there's just lots of purging going on. And the ones that resist it will have a more not good ride. So just try to go with the flow and just let go. Let go and let God, right? I heard them also say that by 2017, we're going to be in fifth density, 5D. That's not too very far away, right? So you guys can go look up 4D and 5D. And by March, April, he did say some of those things will come out, you know, more of the stuff that we do on the news, more and more of that will come out. He also said, though, he commented kind of because we know about the financial reset, the Iraqi dinar, and the arrests and all. He goes, yeah, I heard about all those arrests and stuff, so maybe some of those will happen if we need it, you know, to awaken us. Because we literally planned it this way, guys, so we could wake up through all this exposure. We're waking up to who we really are through all of this and this big bad world, and now it's being exposed, and we're in the transition. We're fully in the middle of this transition. So, okay, what else did he say? Oh, boy, it was a really good call. And just know right now it's always been about you, and you personally. Continue working on yourself. Don't worry about anybody else. You know, take time, quiet time, being in nature with yourself. As you help yourself, you're helping all of humanity because, you know, you are literally. He did say, if we thought we saw a lot in 2013, 2014 is going to be like 2013 on steroids. So it's even going to go quicker. Time and stuff are going to go quicker. Even exposure is going to go quicker. You know what I mean?
I already feel that. Yeah, definitely.
What do you feel?
I think about 2013, how we just went like that. I mean, Christmas, boom, you know. December.
January. It's January 9th already.
January, I know. And it's like, I mean, how much more quicker is it going to get, you know, to sign up, you know? Are we even going to, you know, it's crazy how time is just going just by so fast, so quickly.
He also talked a lot about ETs in one portion of it, and there are ETs. The only ETs here now are the benevolent ones, and they're all over. They're all over in our space, you know, whether we can't see it or not. And there he talked about some ships. There's ships, you know, they can't interfere. This is a free will thing, but they can help along with us because their consciousness is changing along with ours. You know what I mean? They're opening up, too, along with ours. So he talked about some ships that they're using beams, you know, like he talked about Fukushima energies, the radiation. They're using beams from their ships to neutralize that. So, you know, that's true. I've heard that a lot. And what else did he say? Oh, gosh. There was something else. Oh, and, you know, he kind of painted the picture of Earth and how Earth is, you know, it's been locked up because of the brainwashing stuff, but it was a place where many, many, many races would just come and meet up and go, come up, you know, meet and go, and, you know, like that kind of a point here on Earth. So when he talked about that, I remembered the Star Wars scene where they land in this town, and Luke and them, and they go into this bar, and there's all kinds of different people there, you know what I mean? Humanity. So... yeah. Oh, and also this is a time of communities gathering. There'll be more community and communities gathering, you know. So I'll look for more on the Diamonds calls, too. Communities and people are gathering together. It's not about one. It's about all of us helping each other, you know. So anyway,
yeah.
I will get that call link, and I'll post it on this post that I have with him. It's a real good call. Does anybody else have anything to add, or Carlos, anything?
Yeah, next week, next Tuesday, will be my showing, along with someone who's helping me. We're going to show Thrive at the theater. So
what is that?
We're showing Thrive.
When?
Next Tuesday on the 14th.
Oh, I can't wait to get the report.
So it looks like, the way I see it, there might be more people coming than I expected, but we'll see.
Okay, how do you know that? Well, how did you, do you put it in the paper? You put the ad in the paper for 2 weeks, right?
Right, right. That was.
What else did you guys do?
That was it, and then I made a event on Facebook, and we invited people. So hopefully we'll get more people in this time, and I think maybe people will start coming in. You know, the whole community thing that's happening right now.
Oh, it is, the energy thing. And the people that came last time probably invited people. The word got around.
Right, right. So
I bet you they've been talking about it ever since.
Yeah. So hoping that there'll be more people there and, you know, get the ball rolling. So we can get,
yeah, and you're going to pass a flyer out so they can stay in contact, like with your Facebook page or something?
Right, yeah.
Oh, good. Wow, I'm excited. You come back and give us a report on that, huh?
Yeah, I will.
Okay. Awesome. Anybody else have any news if they would like to bring in or come in and say hi? Let me end the recording and then you guys can say hi if you want. So this is reference number 103. And don't forget the Saturday extended call. The UFO twins will be a guest again. And, yeah, we have other guests, too, coming up. Franco DiNicolo. Oh, yeah. Guess who's coming now? He's seen all about 2014, so we'll get to ask him some more questions. So be thinking about that, Carlos. He's coming next Saturday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so we can ask him more about 2014. There was a lot I could tell he couldn't talk about. Then maybe he'll be able to talk about it next week, you know? Who knows?
Right.
All right.
Oh, I just wanted to say one more thing. There's a footage of this sinkhole in Brazil, I think, and they have swallowed supposedly a whole neighborhood or something, a whole block.
Oh. Well, there's another earth change.
Exactly, yeah. So just don't get scared. Woo! It's just happening. That's all.
Yeah, I remember somebody saying, I don't know, the people that, you know, don't get scared of the earth changes, the ones that, you know, because of life contracts, the ones that will need to be safe will be safe. The ones that had that in their contract to go down with the sinkhole, that's, they had it in their contract. It's
right.
Hard to understand, isn't it, guys? And it seems weird, but that's what I believe today. Yeah.
Well, that's
okay,
all I
well,
have to report.
Huh?
That's all I have to report.
Thank you, and we'll see you guys. Let me end the recording. Blessings of love, peace, and joy turning to bliss.